We are learning Masechtas Gittin, Daf Yudzayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on the bottom, Daf Yudzayin Amud Aleph, on the Mishnah. Nichtav Bayoim. If you wrote a get, and a get is written, and then they sign it, and on the get, it said, Zman, for today. Let's say today was Rosh Chodesh Iyar, it said it for today, V'nechtav Bayoim. And it was signed also Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Or, it was written Belaila, and the Zman says that night, which was already Beis Iyar, V'nechtav Belaila. And it was signed that night. Or you wrote it Belaila on Beis Iyar, V'nechtav Beyom, the next day, which is still Beis Iyar. The halacha is it's kosher. All those cases are kosher because it was written and signed on the same day, and that's not a problem of Muktam. But if it was Bayoim, if you wrote it by day, which was Rosh Chodesh Iyar, V'nechtav Belaila, and was signed that night, which is Beis Iyar, that means it was signed after, the day after. It was written, and the Zman was written for today, for Rosh Chodesh, the halacha is possible. It's possible because it's a muktam, which means the shtar really wasn't certified until he had the chasima, and the Zman is earlier. Rav Shimon Machshir, Rav Shimon holds kosher, and we'll see why everything was going on Mishnah, we'll see soon. Rav Shimon Machshir, Rav Shimon Omer, call a gittin shenechtavu bayoyim, all gittin that was written by Dave and Nechtavu Lailas Psulim, because gittin all means all stories that are written by Yoyim and signed by night are apostle, because that's a muktim. Chutz begitin ashim, besides begitin ashim, get is different. And we'll see why get is different than other stories. Other stories have a problem on muktim, because there, pastors, the reasons you could collect with that, it's legavayin avidu, say it's a malven, you collect from lekuchais, there's shibudim, there's liens, so then you're doing a muktim, you're making it before the loan happened. The loan only was finished b'shasta chasima. So it was only finalized by the chasima. Here you wrote it a day earlier, so it's muktim. But get is fine. Get is not a problem on muktim. Now if you're going to ask me, what's the chiddush of the reisha? If you wrote it by day and signed it by day, it's good. Shkayach, of course it's good. Zok the ritva and the paras yaisa, the chiddush is, you don't have to write shayos. You don't have to write hours. It's enough to write today, even though the chasima was in the morning and the chasima was in the afternoon. It's still fine. You don't have to write shayos. It's enough to the same day. That's enough. That's the chiddush of the reisha, and we're saying that if it's a muktim, even by one day, it's a puzzle, and Rav Shimon holds its kosher by a get, at least. At least the get is kosher. So zok the Gemara. We didn't really explain what's pshat and we write as man in the get b'chlal. So our Gemara is going to tell you why you write the zman in gittin. Itmar. V'pnei ma tiknu zman b'gittin. What is the reason they were misakin zman in the get? A get, we know, has to have the name of the ish, which is a husband, name of the Isha, has the name of the city. But why is it this man? Why were they misakin Zman in Gittin? So it's Machlaikis. Rabbi Yechonon Amar Mishum Basa Chaysoi. Rosh Lakish Amar Mishum Peiros. What does Rabbi Yechonon say? Mishum Basa Chaysoi, which means maybe someone will be married to his niece. His Basa Chaysoi, the daughter of his sister, it's his niece. He's very close to her, he feels bad for her. So let's say this wife, who's a relative of his, is Mezana. So the halacha is, if the Eishes Ish is Mezana, she's Chayiv Misa. So what's going to happen, that let's say this Isha is Mezana, and he has to get rid of her, and he's upset at her, but he doesn't want her to be killed. This is his niece after all. So what will he do? He'll give her a get, and they'll predate the get from before the Misa of the Znos. So they're going to bring her to Beis Din to down her on the Eishes Ish. She'll say, what do you mean? I was already divorced before that. And she pulls out a get to prove it. Because there's those men and say, well, I have this get from before already. So therefore, we don't want someone to mechapa to have rachmanis on his basa chayisai. And therefore, we're misakin, you write his man in a get. So if you write his man in a get, now he won't be able to help her out anyway, because you write in the get today, and she was Mizana yesterday, so you can't predate the get, you have to write the get, write data on the get, so therefore, you won't be able to do Basa Chayisa. That's Pshat in Rabbi Yechonon. Rav Shlokesh Amar Mishum Peiros. Shlokesh is a different reason because of Peiros. The halacha is, the Baal eats the Peiros of the Nichsim Lug of the Isha, which means, let's say she brings in, just a simple case, she brings in a building from before she's married, he collects the rent as long as they're married. So here, he'll continue collecting the rent, and she won't be able to take the rent. If he doesn't have his man on the get, until she gets down to court, or to Beis Din, to try to stop him, it's already be like a few months afterwards. And she's going to say, what do you mean? You owe me already rent from 3 months ago, you collect the rent for no reason. So they pull out the shtar, the get, oh, I divorced you yesterday. What are you talking about? So therefore, you need his man in the get in order that the Isha should get her payers back. So that's the machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan or Rosh Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says the reason why you have his man is because Basa Chayisi shouldn't be chapa on someone's mizana. Rosh Lakish says, in order to get the payers back to the Isha at the right time, because here, if there's no zman, the time they get, she's going to be tevei the peiros back from the Baal, already there's no zman. We don't know exactly when it happened. So that's the machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan or Rosh Lakish. The difference is they lose the peiros. You don't want someone to lose the peiros like a din. So that's why you write this man. You don't want someone to lose the peiros of Shalai Kedin. They want to know exactly when it was. We have to know when it was. To pay the peiros, to get her money back. This is her money, and he stole her money. So to know exactly then, we have his man in the get. So Mara says, Rosh Lakish, my time alone with Rabbi Yechanan. Why didn't Rosh Lakish say Rabbi Yechanan's reason? So Rabbi Yechanan tells you, you know why? Because Nus lo yishchicha. Znus is not shchiach. It's not shchiach. So only can hold the kana of his man for something that's not shchiach. And like Rashi's lechoshu rabbanim, Tois points out a very important idea that pirush znus be'edim of asral is shchiach. What are we talking about here? We're talking about his niece who's in mechayiv misa. So that has to be only way mechayiv misa is if you have a znus with edim and asral. That is not common. Znus, unfortunately, is not called lo shchiach. That's not called lo shchiach. But znus with this is lo shchiach. So they have the whole case of shem yichah basa chayisai already. That is not so shchiach. Rabbi Yechanan, my time alayam akar shlokish. Kesovar, yesh lebal peiros at shasasina. Why Rabbi Yechanan say that shlokish? Shlokish has a good reason. That here, he will continue taking the peiros. And the time she wakes up and tries to get the money back, they won't have his man on the get. So Rabbi Yechanan says that it's not a problem. Why? Because anyway, he gets the payers after the ksiva, after the chasima. He gets the payers until the actual nesina saget. So anyway, you have to bring edim when the nesina saget was. So then it makes a difference what the zman in the get says. Anyway, the way to get payers back, where he gets the payers, she brings down edim nesina. She brings edim asira. She has to bring edim that saw the get be given over. Because the shtar itself, the document itself, won't help you much because the document itself says the date of the ksiva and the chasima. It doesn't say the date of the nesina. So the nesina could be a few days later. So since it's a few days later, so anyway you have to bring edim asira. Since anyway you have to bring edim asira, so it's not really helping much with the payers. That's the reason. Oh, so you're asking, so you're asking Bamba Kash. So the chayra, the guy Basa Chayisai, what are you going to do about the nesina? So the Rebbe Shif asked the Kasha. So the Ramban talks about it. The Pashto Teretz is the Ramban asks is that Lemaisa we're not choshev for that because usually Makdim in his Prusa Nafsha. Usually when someone writes a get, he gives it right away. He gives it right away. And for Basa Chayisai, it still doesn't help much because after if she's mezana while they're married, then you write the get. The zman will always be later. So the only problem is you are, might something happen in between, which is not that the color is really for, but something that might happen in between, usually it doesn't happen, so we're not choshev that case. But here, the whole thing is for the payers, every time the payers don't go with the get, they go with the nesina. So therefore, it doesn't help much. You always anyway need the mesira, the edim mesira, therefore it doesn't help much. That's very hard to hold. There's not a kasha to speak out here, stamazai, that every time she's mezana, I have a different eitzah. Let her walk in the bed and say, I'm divorced. The halacha is, Moran Adarim says, the Isha says, that my husband divorced me, so then the halacha is that it works. You know, man. That's the halacha. So why don't you? So the stamazai have an eitzah. She always say geres. Why don't you pull out a get? She's geres tani. So on that, the achrenim answer already. So a lot of them is that there's no nemaris. There's no end of the mayas after someone's mezana. Once she's mezana, she's ready in bad terms with the husband. There's no end of the mayas anymore, and therefore there's no nemaris. Al kaponim. So that's where we're holding right now, that we have Mechlekes Yerichon Shlokos Pshat and Zman. We didn't really explain our Mishnah yet. Remember, our Mishnah is talking about a case of Muktim, that you wrote a Zman, but you wrote earlier. So we didn't explain the Mishnah yet, but we did explain why we have Zman in the get. According to Yerichon, it's because Shem Yichab Basa Chayisai, and our Shlokos is because of Paris. So it's like this. Bisham Rosh Shlokos, Mishav Hachi, Kamachshir, Rab Shimon. We understand why Rab Shimon is Machshir. Even though we didn't speak it out, but we'll speak it out later. Rav Shimon argues and holds a get muktim is kosher. Why? So Bishlam Firas Lakers would understand because Rav Shimon holds that you lose your payers with shas ksivas aget, not chasima, ksivas aget. So then it makes a difference when you do the chasima. Since you wrote the get on Rosh Chodesh ear, from then on the isha gets the payers. So it helps. So even though you made the chasima tomorrow, it makes a difference. Legabit is man. What's the fourth of payers? It's working because b'shas ksivas aget already you lose your payers. he loses the peiros. That's lacha because already he has das to megarish already. He loses the peiros. So zubim mishum rosh lacha shemalki kumach shav shemin because there's no problem muktim because whenever you write the star, that's the way you lose the peiros. And rosh lacha holds the reason of his man is peiros. Elo Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, the reason is Shem Yichat Basachoy. So my time the Rav Shimon the Machshir. Why is it kosher for Rav Shimon? Luchayr it's a muktim and Zog Rashi. What's the problem? Zimnim the Zanoi ba'isayoyim. She could have mizana that day, and the get says the zman of that day, and the chasim was the next day, and you're going to go with that day, and she won't get misa. So luchayr the fear of Shimon. Why is it kosher? Muktim could help out the Basachoy. So Rabbi Yechanan says, you're right. Rabbi Shimon says Muktam's kosher can't be going for my reason. Kika Amin, Rabbi Yechanan says, my reason about Sechai is only Aliba de Rabbanon. According to Rabbi Shimon, it has to be Alts Paris. That's where you have Zman, and that's why Muktam's not a problem. Because if Zman will be Alts Basachoy, it would haka be a problem to have a Ksiva today and a Ksima tomorrow, because then it would come out that you're not really divorced until the Ksima, and with giving it, until at least the Ksima, and the Ksiva is written too early. Zman. So he says, I'm going to Rabbanon. So now the Gemara says, Bishlam Rabbi Yechanan, Hayin Deikah Beirim Shimon L'Rabbanon. Fi Rabbi Yechanan, we stand the Bi'ah Machlekes our Mishnah. The Rabbanon hold that the reason why he has his man is Kuvas HaChayisai. That's why he says, Muktum's no good. Rabbi Shimon holds that the reason is Paris. And Mishas Ksiva already, she gets her Paris back. So therefore, Muktum's not a problem. So we understand the Machlekes of Shimon L'Rabbanon according to Rabbi Yechanan. Bishlam Rabbi Yechanan, Hayin Deikah Beirim Shimon L'Rabbanon. El Rosh Lakish, Ma'ike Be'er Rav Shimon L'Rabbanon. What is the difference between Rav Shimon L'Rabbanon? What's the Be'er Machlekes? Zok to Gemara. According to Rosh Lakish, both Rabbanon and Rav Shimon hold out Peiris. What's the Be'er Machlekes? Peiri the Meshas Ksiva, Vad Shas Chasima, Ike Benayu. The Nafkamina is, the Machlekes is, when do you get Peiris? When does the Ishu get a Peiris back? Rav Shimon holds Meshas Ksiva, therefore Muktiv's not a problem. According to Rabbanon, you get a Meshas Chasima. So now, if you write the chasima, then you do the chasima the next day, and the shtar says yesterday, so you're collecting the peiros too early. So that's the machlekes. That's why it's a muktim. That's the biyam machlekes shimon rabbanon. That's the ikar
b'nayim. Huh? That's the benefit for the husband. Now.
The benefit for the husband is what? Right. Yeah. The benefit for the husband that you take peiros too early. Yeah. You shouldn't get peiros back too early. That'll be a problem. Yes. But that's nafkamina. Because the parents of the husband, so because the parents wrote this man, both the Rabbanon and Rosh Lakish, and the Machlekes is, when is the issue get a back or parents back? V'shas k'siv, v'shas k'sima. So now, before we see the next verse, Kashu, you just have to analyze. So it comes out, if someone asks you, what's Rabbi Yechanan Shita when it comes to parents? He holds, parents go back to the Isha from the Nesinus again. What does Rosh Lakish hold? When do you get parents back? So it depends. If he holds like Rav Shimon, it's Meshas Ksiva. If he holds like Rabbanon, it's Meshas Chasima. But definitely not Meshas Asina, right? So Rabbi Yechon holds Meshas Asina. Rav Shlokas holds either Ksiva or Chasima. Depends who he holds like. So Frank the Marakasha, Ve'ipcha Shaminalu. We have the opposite halacha. The Itmar, Me'imisai Metziin LaParis. From when does the Isha get a Paris back? Rabbi Yechon Amar Meshas Ksiva. Rav Shlokas Amar Meshas Asina. Rosh Lakish saying Meshas Zina, it sounds like Rav Yechanan Shita, and Rav Yechanan saying Meshas Ksiva, which sounds like Rav Shimon Shita. But we feel the fear of Rosh Lakish. So Chayra, it's the Ipcha Shaminalu. Zok to Gemara, Epoch. We talk, have to switch it around. We talk, have to switch around the Shitas. That Rav Yechanan says Meshas Zina. We look at his Itbar, Rav Yechanan says Meshas Zina. Rosh Lakish says Meshas Ksiva. Now, Rosh Lakish and Meshas Ksiva is a little problematic because it sounds like Rav Shimon, right? That's like Rav Shimon Shita. It's really saying Meshas Chasima, just saying. So if you look at the small little Taisvis that's on the bottom of the Epoch, so Taisvis says Epoch, Rosh Lakish, Amma Meshas Ksiva, Piris Meshas Ksima. Zok to Marashal, Taisvis Kavana is because you want to hold it there at the bottom. So the bottom line is like this. Rabbi Yechon holds when did you get Paris Meshas Ksina. Rosh Lakish holds when do you get Paris, like there at the bottom, Meshas Ksima. So you have to say Itmar, Me'emus have it seen Paris, Rabbi Yechon Amma Meshas Nesina. Rosh Lakish, Amma Meshas Ksiva slash Ksima, like Taisvis says. That's what we do. Omle Abayel Rav Yosef. I don't understand. Gimel Gittim Psulim. It says the Mishnah, which is later on, 9th Perek, we had it before on Daf Gimel Abayz as well. There are three Gittim Psulim. One of them are, you don't write the Zaman in the get. What's Allah? This is a Vlad Kasha. If you get married, the Vlad's Kasha. Mahilu Chom V'Takanosam. What do you gain from the whole Takana? L'chaira, it's Kasha. So you know what? A story happens, Basa Chayisai. He'll write again, we're out of Zman. You want to have a get? You have a get. And this is a Vlad Kosher. It's a good get. So, L'chaira, What do you gain with the whole takana? I can still get around it. Just leave it out. Mislas kasha. So my tanasa. And for the Gemara, hanu lechatchila helps for lechatchila loy tanasa. Lechatchila shouldn't get married. Okay, so what still does it help? Amaita, she's about to get misa. So Zok Rashi. Rashi explains the cipher. Or the Edim are not going to sign a shtar with Azman. Since they know a shtar needs Azman, they're not going to sign it. So it's going to be a hard time getting a shtar by. Because Lamaisa, the Bezd is not going to make a get without Azman. And neither are Edim going to sign a get without Azman. So it's not going to work. So even though it's a lachatchil digdim, the Evid works, but Lamaisa, it's not going to happen because since there's Azman, so it helped. For Shemi Yachab Bazachoyse or for Paris, it helps. Because no one's going to produce a get without Azman. Afraid to Gemara. Okay, good. So you're not going to get a bite of Bezdin. So Bezdin will write you a get with his man, because they have to. So what you know he'll do? Gazil his man. He'll cut off this man. He'll cut off this man and give it to her. What's the problem? He'll cut off this man and give it to her. Ah, it's not kosher. It is kosher. A get with his man is kosher. So why can't you do that? We're not worried about a Ramai. We know, I the whole thing is a Ramai. So Rashi says, L'Ramai is kezeh. This is people who do, most 95% of the people who do ramayis in the world do it where they can't get caught. You don't do absolutely, the regular guy who's stealing, the guys who make the Ponzi schemes, they don't walk into the store and grab off things off the shelf. That's not what they do. They do things where they can do it, undercover. Looks like they're making investments and it's a Ponzi scheme. So here also, he only does things, we only do a get. He do it like with a legal loophole. It's not really legal, but you leave out this man. I forgot about this man. That's what you do. But you don't cut off this man. That's like, obviously, you're festerama. That's embarrassing. That doesn't go good. And therefore, for that, we're not question ready. Zok Gemara, let's say you don't write the exact zman. Kosev boy, Shavua, let's say you're right. You don't write the day. You write the Shemitah. The Shemitah, we're in this Shemitah. Or they write the Shana, or the year. Or they write only the Chodesh. Or they write only the Shabbos, the week. They don't write the day. What's a lach? Is that called zman or not? My. Omalei, it's kosher. Halachas, it's kosher. But the Eved, it's kosher. It's even better than the Eved. Here, the Sefer might do this to you. So what do you gain? So Ahanu l'shavua de kamei v'shavua de basrei. It works for the shemitah before this and the shemitah afterwards. At least that you'll get back. Let's say for the shemitah before, that will help that you can't be mechapa b'aschoyse for the shavua before, she's not on shavua before, which means in the 7 years before that. And for Paris, at least you'll gain the 7 years afterwards. And the same thing for the week and the year and chodesh. Helps for that. Because if you don't say that works, even the same day, you don't really know if it's from the morning or the evening. You're gaining from the day before and the day afterwards. Here also, you're gaining from the Shavua before and the Shavua afterwards. You're gaining at least for the 7 years before and 7 years afterwards. Now, are you going to ask me? So that's the Gemara says. It's a shtickle pel de Gemara, but the Gemara is saying is that the Masakin Zman, the usual get we've written, like the Yonim will write that day, the Eidim will write that day. You might if you get away with it and get them to write only the Shavua or the Shana, it works. It's kosher. Are you going to ask me, like, how does that help? I'm saying, Shiva Zana, well, what's going on? So the Maram Shif says, Maram Shif asks Kasha, and the Maram Shif says that it does help a little bit. He said like this. He has a kasha. Kashli soif soif ma hilu im tizna if she's mezana yichle miyad get yichle vash shavua plainus. Like he's still loyal on TikTok, so won't get killed. Is it, like what's going on here? How's this going to work? Dr. Ram Shif, that usually when an isha is mezana, you don't find that right away. It takes a long while to find out. Usually you find out like a bunch of years later. And by that time, you might be in a different Shemitah already. So it will help. He says the usual case is you don't find that Baznus right away. It's usually a lot of years later. And therefore, it will help because you'll be in a different Shemitah. That's a Maisa. It will help a little bit. So it will help something. But like Gemara Maisa comes in, you don't have to write the exact Zman. So Gemara continues now with another two similar questions of Mahilu Chamun Vatakanasam. Omle Ravina L'Rava. Let's say Kasve. So we discussed this question before a little bit, but here Gemara really asked a similar question that we discussed before. Omer Avinu L'Rava, Kasve, if you wrote the get, Va'oisve B'kise, and then you put it away. This guy was a little bit of a hothead, and he wanted to have his get ready to divorce his wife. So he wrote the get, signed the get, but he put it in his pocket because the Mephias of the Fias, maybe he's in a, maybe they'll get over, they'll do good marriage counseling. So my, So what's the halacha there? Ma'hi l'chama takarosam. L'maisa, he's saying it's possible to have a get in your pocket. It's possible to have such a thing. So the ma'hi l'chamim l'takarosam. L'maisa, he still could be chapa on his basa chaisa. He could be still could try to be have rachmanas on basa chaisa. Mizana, he pulls out the get that was before and he says, I gave it already. On Malay, it's not a normal thing to have a get. The whole part is that Hashem Yichab HaSachayisai, usually when she's bizarre, he doesn't have a get in his pocket. It's not a normal thing, because usually when a guy writes a get, he gives it right away. He's not makdim peronius. When a get is peronius, you don't just write the get and put it away. When you write the get, you're giving it. That's usually what happens. Therefore, we're not choshev for such a case. Rashi actually learns Kuvit Akashas both on Peiris and on Shem Yichab, but we'll just learn on Shem Yichab like Tosfos learns. Another kasha, Omle Ravina Ravashi, Gitin Abom Dina Sayam. The Michtavi, every get that comes to me is Yom. The Michtavi of Nisan, you just written Nisan, signed the Nisan, everything. So everything, the signature and the date is everything in Nisan. Lemoto Atishrei, you don't get to Eretz Yisrael until Tishrei. So Maisa, there you have a 6 months break in between. Mahir Choma Tekanosam, what do you gain from the Tekana? So this is definitely a kasha, pasha, just on Shem Yechapa, because on Paris, after the Chasima, you don't get Paris already. Omalei, Hanu Kola Islu. So just learn the Kasha Shem Yechapa. The problem is that Mishmai B'Mezana in between Nisan and Tishrei, and Lamaisel claim that the get was given already in Nisan and save the day. So the Gemara answers, Hanu Kalu Islu. A get that's written in Dinas Yam has a coil. What's the coil? So Rashi learns like this, that the coil is that we know it was not given right away, and therefore you're going to make them bring a raya when the Mesira was. Because we know, everyone knows it was Dinas Yamgat. So everyone knows that Zman doesn't mean anything. So you need Eidim Mesira. So if you need Eidim Mesira, from the Eidim Mesira ready, you will know exactly when the get was given. That's what Rashi learns. Frank Tosfos, I'm still not going to be able to kill her. Why? We just won't get Eidim. She just won't bring Eidim. Who's going to get Eidim Mesira? If you don't have any Eidim, and all you have is Shtar was Zman 6 months ago, you won't get killed either. Because you're right, I know it wasn't 6 months ago, but I don't know when it was, so you can't kill her. So what does it help? It's still my Hiluchah Matakonasam. Because that get, it doesn't have a time, a solid time to kill her. So Taisa says a little difference. Kol Islu means that when such a case happens, there's a coil when the Mesira was. That's what it means. There's a coil exactly when the Mesira was, and therefore, you'll be able to prove that it was given a certain day, and therefore she won't be able to get away with it. Now, Tosfos ends off that Bezman Azeh, what do you need Zman? If you mind the Yom Hashem Yechapa HaSachayisai, why do you need a Zman Bezman Azeh? Bezman Azeh is no capital punishment. There's no problem Hashem Yechapa. So why do you need fear of Yechiron? Why do you need a Zman Bezman Azeh? Let me frame Tosfos. So Tosfos has three truths. Either he says, Hashem Yechapa B'nei Mamzerim, if she has a child, if you don't have a Zman, I can predate a get, and I'll get a take away the mamzerim, even though it's a real mamzer. We don't want to mix mamzerim with the Klal Yisrael to make such a false get. That's one pshat. Another pshat is Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash. That's where we have his mind. You never know. That's any day. And the third pshat is that a whole stick of Torah. That the halacha is that if someone's zinsa while they're married, they're asa. But if the zinsa before you're married or while they're divorced, then you can machzik gushasa. So here, if they want to stay married, you'll make a shtick and make the get from four zinsa. So that's the reason why you have his man, even his man. That's how you three pshatim why you have his man, even his man.